Have you had a McGriddle?
Years ago, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now they do them with chicken.
You'll love it.
I don't know
this
why.
Christmas. Chicken and waffle sandwich. I don't know what to tell you.
The selling point that is just, he's just telling the truth. He's not even being racist. No, it's the chicken in it.
Dude, like, yeah, chicken McGriddles. Yeah, I don't know what you want.
No, I don't know. I live over top of a McDonald's. There's no smell, and that freaks me the fuck out.
Dude, I lived, when I went to college, my dorm was on top of the one on St. Mark's.
Yeah.
And my room stunk like McDonald's all the time. Is that just because I ate McDonald's?
Yeah, you were letting it in.
It stunk like McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell.
Yeah, look under the bed, Zach.
Pussy.
Yeah, fat girl pussy. Is there a fat girl pussy store?
Fat girl pussy.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, oh God. This is crazy.
What it is. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Real Ass Podcast. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Mika, holding down the fort with my boy, Mikey Figs.
What's up? What it is? What's up?
What is on your face?
I had a blemish.
You had a blemish.
So I put a little pimple.
You put a,
little pimple mask.
Okay. Good for you for taking good care.
I'm glad you noticed it right away.
Yeah, I this first time, there you go. And across the table, we got one guest run a little late, but that's okay. Because
you'll see why.
Because across the table, one of our favorites here at
the
show.
He's a black guy.
He's a black guy.
Brendan Sagalow.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Chilling, man. Is this one of the Patreon ones?
Nope.
Nice. No. Back on the reel.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the soundboard isn't working.
This is the one we don't pay guests on.
That's fine.
I'm about to the show, guys.
I'm about to go full Lewis right now. It's not working.
I got money. I just leaked Drake's dick to TMZ, so
let's go.
Okay, you know what? I was gonna wait to bring it up, but I mean, what I wouldn't do.
I didn't look at it. Since,
dude,
I don't care.
Possibly a four potato.
What does that mean?
It's a four potato. Two potato, three potato. It's a four potato.
Yeah. What? I'm not even a puh.
It is an actual potato.
You're finger like, it's okay.
I put toothpicks in it and put it in a glass of water and grow a new dick. It was,
yeah, bro.
It's him in bed filming himself fiddling.
Pumping up.
That's plump cool. It up. Yeah. He's not fully hard, and when he's at the base, it almost folds over itself.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ,
it's a
dude.
Beautiful.
Good for him, man. I always knew.
Now I understand why he was in that wheelchair in Degrassi. Dragging that motherfucker around all day. The confidence of a full body.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that. Boy, oh, boy, yoing, yoing, yoing.
Wow, good for him, man.
The confidence to take a full body.
His balls are shaved.
Fucking Christ.
His balls are shaved. This guy, he's looking for someone to like go down there, lick the balls, go in the hiney a little
bit.
He
found one. I was impressed.
Dude, that would break the internet.
If it was just you, just me and Drake at the fucking Met Gala.
Yeah. Why would
he's
you
in a dress? I'm in a tuxedo.
Why would you do this?
Do what?
Go to Sebastian. Why would you?
Why would you donate?
Why would you, as a celebrity? I mean, yeah, he's got a huge fucking log. I mean, that looked like it hurt every time it bent over.
Oh yeah.
Why would you take out your fucking? I don't know. Why would you film your penis? Why would you send?
The same reason we do it.
The question is, did he send it
to doctors?
Did he put it on his story or he sent it to somebody?
I think it got leaked. Is that right, Shannon?
Oh, it leaks.
Yes, it got leaked.
So he was sending it to...
I have a suspicion that it's not him, though. I feel like his...
Let's zoom in. Conspiracy. There is a guy that looks just like Drake.
Yes. Does he have a fucking beautiful cock?
Look at his face
here. No, but he's fatter. No, no, it is Drake. It is Drake.
Are you sure?
Because I'll tell you why.
How do you know?
Because
you know his penis really well.
Gabe I've Temple, seen it in everybody. It is Drake because he posted on his story. He went, I wasn't hiding my dick from the world. I was hiding the world from my dick. Or something like that.
Dude, we're looking at Drake's dick. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Dave Temple.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
Did you see Drake's meat?
Start talking about straight stuff? Huh? Maybe a few minutes?
Not yet. In a way.
Come back at 40.
I mean, is there any other, only straight guys are talking about Drake's dick. There's nobody, like,
I haven't seen
chicks
a video
talking about
of his dick, but I have seen, like, a video of a chick responding saying, like, if you fly me out, like, I'll come.
Of course. We'll pull it up for you, Dave. There he is.
There it is.
It's probably 1 p.m. right now. Sun's up.
He's wearing big, long, white socks.
Yeah.
But that's
this is literally... Seeing those socks while you're filming your own dick is the only time I've ever related to Drake.
I think he got leaked. He's just talking to a lady.
Wow.
I hope he's, yeah.
So this is fucking, like, this is from Millie Bobby Brown.
I was
phone.
Just about to say that, dude.
An 11 leaked it.
Dude. So he's like,
she's looking at the phone with a nosebleed.
Like, oh, yeah. She's fucking.
Eating Eggos.
Is he like Kim Kardashian? Did he break the internet right now with his dick? Or?
I mean, so apparently he acknowledged it on his story. And what
that's what I heard. I mean, I saw it on Twitter. Like, yeah. Someone was like, Drake's the fucking man for this. So who knows? It could have been.
Dude, Jorge's so horny, he's gonna get under the table and suck all my dicks right
Jesus
now.
Jesus Christ, Jorge! Yeah.
Oh, fuck!
Oh God,
Jorge, just get the soundboard on. That's
you're
all
you're
I want.
Getting all my
it's like you have four mouths down there.
Pretty gay up front, man. Gay
when
top,
I send my dick, it is framed perfectly.
Okay.
The idea of yes. My dick didn't kill itself. The confidence to do full body in the mirror, casual, not all the way hard tug.
No.
Means you are packing and confident.
No, I do it from below.
And famous.
Like, I'll do it
mirror
from the
mode.
Top at first. We only have so many ways that we could, you know, especially me and my fucking tiny penis. Like, there's only so many ways that you can, like, aim it to make it look good and still have unique, like, or you're just sending chicks the same fucking photo over and over again.
Yeah.
So I'll do from the top. I'll do from the bottom where you see my face a little bit, but as a fat guy, that's very risky.
Oh, it's very bad. Yeah. There's nothing worse as a fat guy than opening your phone not knowing it's on selfie mode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that always breaks my heart, dude.
Or, dude...
Always breaks my
jerking
heart,
off
dude.
The porn, and then the phone goes black, and you just see your own face for a second.
The phone goes black. What are you like? You're jerking off at like 2%.
No, no. If
battery?
You like, turn it off.
Oh,
I don't turn it off.
You just go. You don't close your apps first.
No,
he
no.
Just goes. Like, you just go like that.
Or I've had it with the TV. See my own reflection jerking off
that
on happened. TV.
Right. Right.
And then
it's a bad mix.
You just see yourself. What a pig you are.
It's a bad mix because the minute I come, I hate myself. When I'm jerking off, the minute I come, I'm like, oh, what's wrong? Why would you do that?
Yeah. Then Jim Jeffries has a great line. Every dude when he jerks off at the end goes, what did you do that for? You're a grown man.
That's exactly it, dude.
So shout out Drake's dick. I my first nomination for Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Oh, hell yeah.
Usually we would have a drop there, but Jorge's fixing the soundboard, and that's okay.
I think that is also his official N-word pass, too, right? Like,
that's
he's clearly not Jewish.
That's what I saw. Yeah. Right. That's what I saw. So there we go. He's got bad
attitude. Yep.
Does Drake not? Did he not have an N-word pass? Was it a company? I mean, I never care, but people have been talking that shit. There has been talk about whether or not he's hip hop or not. So I don't know whether you guys have been privy of that conversation.
No, please.
Mos Def come out. And
yeah, it's like a lot.
It was like storm pop.
Rappers that are even been kind of talking shit on him. So this is also kind of like a.
Yeah. All right, put a pin in that real quick. We're gonna get right back to it. Did Michelle Wolf convert to Islam?
I don't know.
For
I've heard that
Mos Def.
I've heard it. I haven't seen her in it, but I've heard she's posted like her pictures in the garb, and I heard this. Yeah, she has converted.
It would be funny if Michelle Wolf was the like the opinion behind Mos Def's opinion on Drake. She's like he like swayed at her. He's like, he's not hip hop.
Can you just imagine seeing her in the full fucking Hajib.
Oh, man.
Allah Akbar.
Be the only.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Right.
Death to the infidels.
I was just about to say
that's so funny. He took the words right out of my fucking mouth.
So the argument most Death said, he's. It's probably
a couple of art. Like the same way people have been on podcasts, being interviewed, and they've just, some people have spoken on it as to whether or not they consider him hip hop or not anymore. You know what I mean? And it's just. Yeah, that's an interesting way to settle that argument for everybody. Here's a little hip hop for you, right?
Yeah,
I got your hip hop.
Yeah. What do you call this?
Yeah, if you can swing your dick around like a rally towel,
right.
Yeah. I think you're hip hop.
Yeah,
he could literally put clothes on his dick backwards.
Also, though, this, and I mean, you, like, if you've seen Drake's dad.
I thought that sentence was
I was like, that's what we've been talking about.
Yeah, we just
did. But his dad, yeah, right. That's the guy who raised him. Now, his dad kind of gives off that vibe of like, oh, yeah.
He's like a lanky, tall dude.
Right, offspring is going to have that regardless. You know what I mean? Just like, that's what I make.
And his dad's black, his mom's white.
Yeah,
oh, look at his
come
dad.
On. Come on.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. Look at
why,
his dad.
Why
come
else, on, why his else would a woman like
his mom Celine Dion?
Right.
His dad looks just.
That is stop it, right?
Yeah. Why else would a woman like that fuck on a black guy like that, right?
He looks like Drake's dick. That's what it's like. Drake is standing next to Drake's dick.
Celine Dion. That's Celine Dion. That's Celine. Yeah.
Oh, that's not Derrick's mom.
That's Celine Dion, dude.
That must be, dude.
I mean, his dad is hilarious.
Yeah.
That's the black dad we all want.
Yeah. Dude.
Well, his dad was cool. He made an album cover, his dad, in like the 70s, and he looks really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just knocking off.
I bet he's got a huge cock.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Look at that mustache, dude.
Dude, I bet he's got a perm in his pubes.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's groove tonight. I just love that. That was
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Do you remember?
he's got an Afro pick on his pubes.
The 21st.
He's doing his hair
December.
And his pubes.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. That was his dad when he was younger.
That's right.
Oh, that's
right.
Who that is. I did not know that.
Me neither.
Well, okay.
Well, you know, I've put out some embarrassing raps before, so I think I know what I'm talking about here when I say he is hip hop.
Yeah, Brandon.
You gotta leak your.
You gotta do it just.
My
like
dick
that,
does
man.
More leaking than it does getting hard. To be honest,
you should do something hilarious. It's not really your dick. And just do the exact same video. Dude. Put the sock.
Yeah, I should go and get a fucking get a foot long sandwich from the deli
and be like holding it and be like, me too.
Oh yeah, straight
dude,
chorizo.
That would be really, to be honest. A big Subway sandwich, but it starts on your socks.
Yeah, and then the worst part about that is pressing end on the video and having to clean up lettuce in my fucking room.
Yeah, and out of your ass.
That would suck ass.
And you realize it's not from this sandwich?
Yeah.
That's old. That's been there.
Let's get plugs out of the way, Mr. Temple.
No Need for Apologies is the podcast here on the Gas Digital Network. The podcast is currently on tour. Come and see Derek and I co-headline in a few great cities. This weekend we are in Minneapolis. After that, you can catch us in Philadelphia, Los Angeles. Then we're heading over the pond to London, Bergen, all these other places. So check out the 4 Tour anywhere you can find NNFA podcast online. And come on out and see the boys do comedy.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Thanks. At Brendan Sagalow on everything. twitch.tv/sagsterriches. The 22nd through the 24th, I'm going to be with Dan Soder in Nashville and Cleveland, which is going to be fun. And then, if you want to see me do longer times, this is so far ahead, but the 19th to 20th of April, I'll be in at Governor's, and then on the 26th I'll be at Soul Joel's. So come on out to that. Tickets should be available, but they don't really give a fuck about me, so they never put my link up until like the week before.
Well,
but that was a little too much information. I don't give a fuck. Come on.
Figs?
Hell yeah. At Comic Mike Figs on Instagram. Keep supporting the YouTube page. Keep watching Fig Talk. Make sure you watch the Thing Is Thing podcast. We had a great episode with Jim Florentine. It was fucking epic. Check it out. Use promo code TTI when you subscribe. And
it's fucking phenomenal.
It's fucking phenomenal. Go on Instagram and you'll see. I'm at the stand. I'm at the comic strip this weekend. Support. Check it out. Love you guys.
Very, very good. And hey, guys, follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. If you're listening live this weekend, I am in Waukesha, Wisconsin on Saturday night and Chicago, Illinois Sunday night. It's a one-nighter on Super Bowl Sunday because I'm a fucking idiot.
No, dude.
Don't worry. I have a door deal. No guarantee. But it should be really fun. Thank you guys for supporting the show. And if you want to bring up Lewis's dates, Lewis is currently in Austin, but he will be back for Friday. And then he's going right to Saratoga Springs, New York on the 9th and 10th. Then he's going to be at Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie on the 16th and 17th. Then Side Splitters in Tampa, February 29th through March 2nd. Followed by Teehees in Des Moines, Iowa. Comedy Connection, The Vogel in Red Bank, New Jersey on March 22nd. A lot of special guests on that one. Soul Joels in Royersford, Pennsylvania. The Comedy Loft, Funny Bun St. Louis, etc., etc. Go to lewisofskanks.com for his dates and tickets. And thank you for supporting the show. If you like it, gasdigital.com, promo code RAP. 7-day free trial to the network. All the shows. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, go screw.
Hell yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. And listen to Shannon Lee Hire and Phases the Thing.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
And, Temple, can I have a real moment with you?
What's that?
Oh, brother.
You said something to me very nice on Monday, and I wanted to thank you. After we did Skanks on Monday, you had a little aside with me, and you said, dude, we started together listening to these shows.
Oh, yeah.
And to get to sit here and be funny with you.
Yeah, man.
And it really meant a lot to me, man. Hell, I want to sincerely
thank you. While those shows
you.
Are in their decline.
Yep.
the whole era is ending.
The same people that beat us on the way up have to fucking deal with us on the way down. Hey, guys, real quick. Let's just talk about one of our sponsors here on the program, and that is Factor Meals, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. They're here to help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Listen, not everybody has time to cook. Factor Meals are ready in about just 2 minutes. They're restaurant quality. They have over 34 weekly restaurant quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon. Mm. They have breakfast. They have lunch. They have snacks. They even have whatever your dietary choices, your lifestyle, keto, calorie smart, vegan, vegetarian, protein plus, all prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians. Each meal has all of its ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long.
That's amazing, man. And what's great about this, you throw them in the microwave 2 minutes, bang, they're ready. Delicious and tasty. Head to factormeals.com/rap50 and use the code RAP50 to get 50% off. That's code RAP50 at factormeals.com/rap50 to get 50% off.
Absolutely. Check it out today, factormeals.com/rap50. Let's get back into the show.
Yeah, man. It's just that thing of like, yeah, to go from listening to the stuff to being there and again, knowing, because when I met you, we talked about a lot of different podcasts that we had in common that we were listening to. So, yeah, man, it'd be like the guest.
Yeah, Temple and I met before outside of comedy. We worked together.
Really?
Yeah, we were PAs on a movie.
I mean, comedy adjacent.
Yeah, we were PAs on a movie.
I thought you guys were both at like the grill at McDonald's or something.
He was. I was a customer.
Back again today, Zach.
Back again today, Mr. Right. Nico. Man, you're funny. You should try comedy.
Right.
You know how I like it. Now put those French fries in the double McDonald's.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are always like, yeah, a lot of people don't know how close me and Zach are, but it is because of that. And that was the thing. Because we worked together first, I saw Zach's work ethic. You know what I mean? So I already knew he was like a hard worker. So like,
yeah, hey, we had to change. We had to empty the urinal on a bus.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And most comics would have quit, but we both were like, we need that money.
In the Bronx.
Wow, dude. Oh,
and we had a cat. It was.
Oh, yeah. You might know the name of this park. I think it was Claremont Park.
I heard it called Murder Park.
Yeah, yeah.
In Soundview, you said?
Yeah. Like, really, this dude got a.
Soundview.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't over there at Soundview.
The Italians.
I was near
don't
the Catholic
school.
Yeah, I wasn't over there. I was next to a Catholic school, nice and
yeah,
happy.
My buddy Sonny is a big, scary black guy, and he calls it Murder Park.
Yeah, someone was murdered there the night before we started shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were shooting like with cameras. Someone was stabbed to death.
Yeah,
you know, that's how you people do it.
Yeah, we had to go dump.
That's my other half.
It had to be
the old Pokemon there.
It was the amount of piss we had to empty it out and just poured it in the park.
Yeah.
Completely not legal.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like up to our
waist. It actually made the Bronx smell less like piss.
Yeah.
And I just remember that Well, the movie never got finished.
It didn't, which I wanted to see it too. So.
And the one night we worked on it, we filmed nothing.
Yes.
Because people figured out there was a movie being made, mm-hmm. and they showed up yeah. like it was a party.
Every night, and yeah.
If you've seen the Leprechaun, say yeah.
It was like yeah. that, but Spanish. Yeah. Picture that, but Spanish. Yeah, yeah.
And the boom boxes, cars with the high beams on, and they all came to watch
cool.
a movie get made. But like they brought grills, hookah.
And it was so loud we couldn't film. Yeah. It was supposed to be like a quiet yeah. scene in a park.
And I think I fucked up because the first night it was like this Spanish dude came up. He was like an older man and he had his like, granddaughter with her. He's taking her for a walk. And he's just like, "Where you guys are? What are you doing here?" And I'm like, I don't want to.
Scarface?
Yeah.
Turn around.
I don't want to talk to him because I'm like just watching like this light or whatever to make sure it doesn't get stolen. And he's just like,
You got a lot of piss in that bucket, huh?
Exactly. That's how he got. He got mad. Like, I lived in this neighborhood my whole life.
I get mad, too.
You're not going to tell me what's going on in my park? And I'm like, all right, dude, we're making a fucking movie. Like, relax, right? And then I guess he went and told the whole neighborhood.
Oh, man. Oh, that was a bad. I remember we asked the cops where to get food.
Mm-hmm.
And they went, don't.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't leave your friends.
Really?
That was yeah.
Stay right here.
The cops like because they were like signs that said you couldn't do anything that these Puerto Ricans were doing. Like everything that they were doing, were like no, and they're doing it in front of the sign, and the cops are just like, yeah, dude, like if this is more,
it was the cops were basically like, this is theirs.
Yeah, he was like, we don't control the Republic of the Bronx. Like this is they do it.
Soundview Project. So this is next to the projects.
It was a hospital next to it, which was odd that someone got stabbed in the park and died because they couldn't make it to the hospital. Yeah. But I think the park was called Claremont Park.
Okay.
Also, I remember leaving set one night to go do spots, right? So you go to the 2 train, which is like a short walk around. So I get on the 2 train. It's like damn near like the beginning, maybe the second stop from
this is like near it or 241st?
Near it, I think was the stop, right? And I remember being on the platform with like these dudes, their hats are low.
That's a scary.
But this is crazy. We get on the train, and as soon as the doors close, everyone's like, "Hey!"
Oh,
right, like
no.
Everyone had their disguise on to get out of the Bronx.
Good.
As soon as they got on that train to go downtown and do gay shit, it was "Hey!" I'm like, "Oh yeah, coming in December."
That's amazing.
That trick, he fine as hell. I bet he got a big penis. We gonna find out in 12, 14 years.
About to find out.
Yeah, dude, that was some fucking dude. I was so broke, and I was going from Bay Ridge to there on the train.
Oh, that's like 2.5 hours.
For $80 for 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Oh,
how long ago was it? Can you remember?
That'd be 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah, right? Early.
Whoa.
Yeah, awesome. I was like right out of college.
2011, something like that, yeah.
That's crazy. It's a funny thing. My first time on Gas Digital was with you.
Over
in the apartment, yeah. So I was doing like Compound and whatever.
What the fuck is this? What are we playing? Hey, nice day. How we meet? This fucking nostalgia hour.
You were like, so nice. Sorry. So cool. No, I'm just kidding. No, we, that's just weird, though.
It was in
Ralph's house. It was the first time.
So you went from Compound to meeting a black person?
Yeah. I was like, you're not so bad. Mr. Kumia said that you guys smell like ketchup. You guys are actually really nice people.
That's barbecue sauce. There he was. It's what they call ketchup.
Yeah.
All right. So did we find out if this Lisa Ann thing was a stunt?
Okay.
It looked like a stunt. Yeah, the way she was talking to the camera.
So she released her podcast earlier this morning or late last night, and I listened to it this morning. So I'm going to tell you her take on it, but I'll let you see the video first.
Yeah. Okay.
So
let's
Mark Norman is one of the cops.
All right. Come on in.
Hey. Just
another stunt. Hey.
Now showing him titties. Where's that button? We need that button.
So what did she say? So that was a Matt Rife show?
Yes.
And where was it?
Radio City.
At Radio City Music Hall, Lisa Ann taken out by the police, claiming she's friends with her. Did she get kicked out for heckling? What else do we know?
Okay, so here's her whole story. What she says was when she got to Radio City with her friends, as soon as she got there, they took a couple of pictures, and then the plan was when they got to their seats, because they were second row, very good seats, when they got to the seat, she was going to take a picture of them to see like where they were and send it to Matt or his crew just to let them know where they were sitting, because she was supposed to meet up with him after the show, whatever. And so she learned very quickly that she's not, you're not supposed to have your phones at all. And this is before the show even started, that you can't have your phones out at all in
That's
there.
That's like torture to do at a Matt Rife show. It's like, what are you supposed to look at 25 minutes in?
So once she found out she couldn't have the phone at all, she claims that she put her phone away in her bag, put her bag on the back of her chair, never touched it again. About 20 minutes into the show, she's sitting there watching the show, and then security comes up to her, says, you have to leave. And then she said it was embarrassing because it was a long walk out because she was so close to the stage. They walk out, and then they told her it was because she was on her phone. She's like, I swear to God, you can check my phone. You can check the cameras. Everything's recorded. I was not on my phone. And then after a whole bunch of back and forth with the crew, because she wouldn't leave, they called the cops. The cops came. She still wouldn't leave. So they're like, look, you can take you. We can take you out in cuffs, or we can wait for the ambulance to come, or you can just leave on your own. And then they had to like put her in cuffs to get her to leave. Eventually, she said that an ambulance showed up. Because there were no, I guess, like other cops that were could take her in for this. So the ambulance showed up, and then apparently she claims that they were like, no, we can't take you in because you're obviously not a crazy person. So why don't you just go home? And that's when she left. That's her story.
Okay, so I believe none of that.
Yeah, yeah. You think both the cops were like, we are such big fans of you. Yeah. We will let you go home.
She obviously was on her phone. Every girl that's ever been kicked out of anything for being on her phone says right. She was not on her phone.
Can I add something else on her side, though?
Go ahead.
Okay, so there's a New York Post article, and it shows, I'm not going to like play the whole video, but you can see in this screenshot here, and she talks about this on her show.
Oh.
So this is a different girl. This is not Lisa Ann on her phone right here.
Yeah, she looks okay. Asian.
They're making it like
Risa
this is.
Ann.
I believe this is Lisa Ann because she said second row, second chair in. I think this is her.
Okay,
but
she's getting her true crime mode.
So I think that security made a mistake, and then there was just they're not going to admit that at any point. So they just like held on to it strong.
Right.
But I mean, once people tell you to leave, it's a private business. You have to go.
Right.
Yeah. Do you think at any point somebody, either Matt Rife or somebody on his team, was like, oh, fucking Lisa Ann's here. Could you get her fucking out of here, please?
Oh, so that is part of it. I'm sorry to keep interrupting. Why? That is part of it. So at the end, she said after she's already outside in cuffs, she finally heard back from Matt Rife's team, and they told them that she's allowed to come back in. But now that she was already handcuffed, the cops were like, this has already gone too far, and you can't go back in. And apparently Matt Rife texted her the next day and apologized, said his staff was just doing their job, so maybe it's his crew that did it, and that I hope you'll come to another show.
Damn.
Not even like a t-shirt or something, or like free tickets to the next show?
Or what if whoever was monitoring those cameras that saw that lady that you just had highlighted on a circle?
Yeah.
She was also on her phone, like, yeah, second row. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's not really paying attention. She just gave him the wrong address.
20 minutes into the show, wouldn't Matt Rife see the security coming in and, like, escorting her? Wouldn't he be like, yo, chill, nah, bro, don't do 20 that.
20 minutes is
like,
still an opener, right?
Yeah,
it's still the opener. Yeah.
No, Matt Rife, I believe Matt Rife was on stage at that point.
Oh.
So and he just let it happen.
I would imagine. Isn't that what he does? Doesn't he address things?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't he be like, oh, please, yo,
he's probably
back.
More pissed that he didn't
I don't know how he talks. Matt Rife is like, yo, no, my shit out.
Oh, shit, what's going on over there? He just says the N-word. Everybody's like, what?
What the fuck?
Drake does it.
He's like, oh, shit, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to say that.
Yo, I didn't know I could
handsome.
Do that.
I didn't know I couldn't say that.
I'm handsome.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, yo.
Damn.
Does Lisa Ann have an N-word pass?
Ooh.
I would imagine so. Yeah, she's, you know, let a lot of black dudes hit
She's
raw.
Had more black guys in her than Rikers.
Right. Yeah. Like, she's good.
Damn.
She's clearly not racist if she uses it, right? Like, she even if she's hurling it at a black person in anger, I'm like, well, she's not racist.
Yeah, she actually installed a Boost Mobile store in her house.
Oh, shit. So, because she's done quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know. I don't watch those kind of films.
I watch them for the articles.
I don't know the names anymore.
Didn't they say it was 5150, right, Shannon? Which is like
that's
a,
how many?
Yeah, it's like if you have a psychiatric breakdown.
So what they said was that it's kind of like whoever responds first. This is I don't know about this, but apparently whoever responded first, if it was another cop car that could bring her back to the jail, or if it were an ambulance, whoever was closer. That's where they would take her in.
Oh,
and that just sounds like no cop wanted to drive to Radio City. Traffic is horrible on 6th Avenue.
That's well, crazy. Hopefully this starts a trend of porn stars being forcibly removed from all comedy events. Yeah.
I love when people force porn stars to do stuff. That's my favorite thing.
Subscribe to SDR.
Search category.
Forced.
Yeah, forced.
SDR coming up next, guys. GasDigital.com.
Wait, she's a friend of mine. Oh, I'm so done with porn stars talking on things.
Yeah.
All right. Hey guys, real quick, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of kratom at a time when you go to our friends, YoKratom.com, and get a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. They have all the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network. One more time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
Now, where were we?
New story. Meta will start labeling AI-generated images in anticipation of the upcoming election. Tell us about it, Shani.
Okay, so they're starting to... Let me just find this little... You can see this is the little image that they're going to start putting over stuff, a little watermark right here.
And that means AI.
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's... I mean, obviously, I guess they're anticipating lots of misinformation, and so this is them trying to help it.
Is it that much different from Photoshop, though? Like,
it could be really good.
Yeah, so could Photoshop.
Photoshop can be, yeah, I guess so.
Hmm. You know, like, I don't think there's...
There's a lot of titties that pop up on my phone, like on the like shorts and stuff. And I'll be looking at the titties first, and then I look at the face, and I'm like, wait a second, that's not a real face. Like, you could see the...
That's just pictures of Shannon.
Yeah.
It does surreal, feel... But the face is not... It does like kind of reactive and not proactive. Like, you shouldn't be like ruining a ton of AI images. You should find the images that are fake and go, well, this is an A. Like, yeah. It should be like, well, this is fake. Like,
Now if anybody wants to discredit any image ever,
yeah,
don't they just put that watermark on it?
Exactly.
Well, not even that. It's
just
like
put it over the towers falling. Sorry.
No, people are using that as like their scapegoat. Mm-hmm. I saw some other clip of some rapper who got caught talking to somebody underage, like on one of those chat roulette things. And that was his excuse. Like, this is clearly AI. And it's like,
genius.
What?
Smart guy. Like, write that down.
So I'm trying to put my thoughts together in a way that make sense, but like
been there.
Yeah, the whole idea of it, like, what's the big difference between that, like, because now everyone's obsessed with everything being AI. The last three movies I've done, when they posted the poster,
mm-hmm.
is this real or is this AI?
Oh, you're saying like audience,
everyone thinks everything is like, people think anything that's like, you know, like on a movie poster isn't a photo, it's like very nicely drawn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Everyone thinks that everything's AI now.
They'll forget about it the same way they forgot about swine flu. And
no way, dude. Swine flu is a disease. AI is here to stay, dude. Yeah. AI is...
Bro, it's like tuberculosis.
AI is innovation. AI is a disease. Nah, man.
I mean, it is a disease.
No, AIDS is a disease.
Like the black...
AI is only the first hand. I got AI. It's like playing horse.
Oh, I see the little watermark right here.
It's not hilarious. Not full blown AIDS. AI.
Yeah. I got to miss two more shots.
Oh man.
I do feel like you could Photoshop anything. You just needed previous shit to work off of.
Right. Right.
Isn't that like it's just easier?
Yeah, are they going to do the same thing for Photoshop? Like.
So, yes, what it says is that they're working with images from Google, OpenAI, Microsoft, Adobe, Midjourney, and Shutterstock right now. So it's going to be in the metadata of the image. Mm. So anything coming out of those applications will have it.
And I'm about to say that's probably the main reason why people would be upset about it is the photographers that do sell that stock footage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's right. Like you're disrupting an entire industry that... you know, that shit is like royalty, too. You know, like royalties on it. You just take the picture once and put it on his website, and people have to pay you every time they use it.
But do they?
They don't, but you still have the room to sue. But like AI, someone can create something, because AI is going to pull from your image to create. So AI can do it without having a copyright claim. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know. I feel like everyone's going to think everything's real no matter, like, people are going to believe whatever they believe.
Yeah.
And if they see a photo that justifies something they believe in, they're going to think it's real. And if it goes against whatever horseshit they believe, they're going to go, oh, that's obviously AI.
The way I see it, anyone who eats fast food, they'll think it's real.
Uh-huh.
Three guys at the table.
Right? Yeah.
And they,
read the room.
And one that makes it.
Wait, no, you guys are still doing like chain fast food, or are you talking about like delis and shit like that? Like you still doing like Popeyes and that kind of shit?
I'll every like maybe once a month get Wendy's or something.
Wendy's
is
like,
so good.
Yeah, Wendy's is so good.
I'll do Taco Bell.
Right.
One.
Okay.
But I gotta say, mostly bean burrito guy.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
You're not like getting McDonald's delivered to the house, though.
No.
Breakfast sometimes. Yeah. Every once in a while. Maybe once a month. I used to do it a lot. Yeah. I've been trying to cut it out. But yeah, McDonald's breakfast fucking rules, dude.
The hash browns, man. They're just amazing.
Yeah, I gotta. That's it's a very fat week.
I know. The moment you said fast food, we forgot about every subject.
You guys
subject.
Are glazing over right now. I feel like I got puppies.
Have you had a McGriddle?
Years ago, yeah.
Okay, now they do them with chicken.
You'll love it.
I don't know.
This Christmas. Chicken and waffle sandwich, I'm gonna tell you.
The selling point that is just, he's just telling the truth. He's not even being racist. Like, no, it's got chicken in it.
Dude, like, chicken McGriddles. Yeah, I don't know what you want.
No, I don't know. I live over top of a McDonald's. There's no smell, and that freaks me the fuck out.
Dude, I lived, when I went to college, my dorm was on top of the one on St. Mark's.
Yeah.
And my room stunk like McDonald's all the time. Is that just because I ate McDonald's?
Yeah, you were letting it in.
It stunk like McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell.
Yeah, look under the bed, Zach.
Pussy.
Yeah, fat girl pussy. Is there a fat girl pussy store?
Fat girl pussy. Oh, fat dude dick.
Schmagma. Just the whole thing.
No, that room did stink for a while because a girl squirted. And it went across the room and hit the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cat piss smell. Yeah.
Dude, it was brutal. And I had no sheets on my bed. And my bed was soaked. And my room stunk.
Mm. Oh my God. What, did you just have like a mattress?
Yeah. Like one of those shitty college vinyl mattresses.
Yeah, man.
And I was double teaming her with my friend.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Good for you.
And she put her leg up like a dog that was going to piss. She was on top of me, reverse cowgirl. And she put her leg up. And she squirted, and it went across and hit the wall.
Damn. Did you pick her up and go, no, and like run with her outside?
Right.
No.
She's making noise, and she's doing it.
No.
You're like, no, you do it outside. Fuck.
No, I had to take a walk, because it was a lot.
Yeah.
And I just remember going into the common area. My friend Stefan looked at me and goes, why are your socks wet?
Damn, man.
Oh my God!
Yeah, she was a go getter.
It's amazing. Jesus.
I never had a distance squirter. I did have one girl that like filled the bed with wetness. It was like instantly the bed was soaked. I thought it felt like we were like on a water bed cool. And it popped or something. It was like, whoa!
Help! I can't swim.
Lordy, help me, Dave! Oh Lord Jesus!
Right?
You know McDonald's got chicken out.
Panicking, so like just lift your face up, buddy.
I need a life vest, baby.
You can stand. It's okay. That would suck. Yeah, having a girl with floaties on.
Yeah, dude. It wasn't the McDonald's. No. That's not why your room smells.
Think you ever get squirter?
Yeah, man. I had a girl. We would flip the bed all the time. She would
flip the bed.
Yeah, so she would squirt on. So
I did that when I fucked
the whole mattress.
I fucked a tiny chick one time.
Does anyone here make love to anyone? I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. You're all like Motley Crue.
Love once you get like a nice place. We were actually just talking about this last night. Like, the best sex you have is in the shittiest apartments. You know what I mean? Like, once you get like a nice place with like good furniture, all of that dirty sex all over your living room couch, that's going away.
That's what motels are for. That's what the staycations are for, dude.
Hotel sex is always amazing.
Yes, I agree.
It's like there's something different about it.
Well, you got to have a dirty girl that's okay with like someone else was fucking in this room 48 hours ago. Because I hate when you
take hard from this conversation.
I'm starving. I'm hard.
It's amazing.
But it's nothing worse than like getting a hotel room and then there's like a girl who's just extra like, this room is okay. can we?
Oh, he's just like, what? Shut up.
You should have told me.
Or they bring like Lysol wipes and wipe everything down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, nah, come on. I'm like a dog fresh out the bath. I want to roll around in the dirt a little bit.
Spread that ass for Drake. Let that coochie breathe. We had the La Quinta in.
La Quinta within.
Yeah.
After Drake's fucking dick came out, they're like, you're going to have to spread a little bit more. Holy shit.
Now we know I heard that.
Open it.
Open the coochie. Shake that ass for Drake. Let that coochie breathe.
That's why Eleven's nose is bleeding.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
You think he's because it's poking her brain.
No, I think maybe he was just giving her advice. So we
no, he loves her, dude. He's waiting. He's like,
waiting. He doesn't need to wait. She's over 18.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't got to wait for shit no more.
Well, he's got to wait for her to stop playing a 12-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because people are always going to assume she's a child.
Well, she's been kind of going, you know, she's in that transitional era that all these young actresses get into where they're like,
becoming a guy.
No, but she's like posting a bunch of like thirst traps and stuff and being like, you know, the I'm not that innocent kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's take a look.
Yeah. I always feel so weird.
She's with Jon Bon Jovi's son now.
Nice.
Jon Bon Jovi's son's name?
Jake.
Wow, look at him.
Junior Bon Jovi.
For him. Junior Bon Jovi.
Junior John Bon Jovi. Yeah.
John Bon Jr.
Speaking of fast food, I'd love a Junior Bon Jovi.
A Junior Bacon Jim Bon Jovi.
Junior Bacon Bon Jovi.
Wow, what a good looking couple. Now let's, you know, bring up her tits, please.
Dude, the last time I watched Stranger Things, you could tell they got to strap those fucking honkers down.
Strap those yammies down.
She was in that fucking deprivation tank.
Yeah, and I was bricked up.
And dude, they had her fucking. They must have fucking. Dude, they had to tie those things down with her fucking foot in her spine.
Hilarious.
Them yiddies were strapped down.
Yeah,
I stopped watching it after like season like 2 or 3.
Oh, I don't. My chick watched. I'll walk in. I couldn't do 3. I fell asleep to it.
Yeah, I was like, this is so boring. You know?
I don't
like when the kids are becoming hot adults. Yeah. I stopped Harry Potter at the 3rd one. I was like,
okay. I recently watched all 7. It gets
better.
But it got uncomfortable.
As it goes,
yeah, because it's also like, dude, you're playing into it. Like now she's opening the shirt up and showing off a little bit of cleavage.
Good, I love
everything
that.
She was buttoned up to the neck in part one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
She was a little kid.
Yeah, but I was a little kid
when she was a little kid.
That's why it's okay.
You age
so
with
it's
them.
Fine.
It's fine.
But it's fine. I think she's hot.
That's the other thing. I wasn't going to defend it. Like if Drake was into it, but I say I know that people like. Their development gets fucked up if you're famous, like, as a kid.
Yeah.
You're still a kid. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, until you stop show business, you don't really start growing again. So, like, it's going to be hard for them to be attracted to someone their own age.
Well, let's go take a look at her tits and you tell me.
This is probably prime Lindsay Lohan. When Lindsay Lohan played Hermione on... SNL,
Suck
and had
cock.
The fucking magnifying glass in front of her tits.
Bro, I'd love to fucking.
Is that prime Avada Kedavra?
Whoa! I mean, she's a smoke show right now.
Yeah, she's not 11 no more.
Nuh-uh.
Whoa!
17.
Zoom.
17 and a half.
Yeah.
Are we wrong for this? Because we all met her.
I'll tell you what's at an 11.
She posted it.
My cock.
Hold on, let me check. I think 22. Let me double check.
22?
She's 22?
Oh, come on.
All right.
Oh, no, I lied. She's 19.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that's a buzzer.
I'm out. My
But when did she start doing Stranger Things? Yeah. When she was like...
When she was a kid.
11? 12?
It's got to be at least 3 years ago.
Oh, jeez.
I got to check out because I got a 20-year-old daughter. I can't do anything younger.
I get that. I get that.
That's how the algorithm works in real life.
That one
I also have a fucking 100-year-old mom. I don't, you know, and I still think they're hot.
The one dude from Stranger Things, the one that's gay.
Wolf? Oh, people are like, he keeps fucking up a little bit, I heard. He keeps doing shit.
I guarantee you when that show is over, that person comes out as trans.
Yeah.
They have trans face to me. They have, there's a look, there's like this autistic, I don't know how to smile look.
Right. Just pain behind there.
I had this conversation the other day with Ian about there's a thing that people with autism, like when people are autistic, they don't know how to smile in a picture and they just think it means to bring your corners of your mouth closer to your eyes.
Fuck. Yeah, you're describing me. I hate smiling for pictures. It is the worst. No. Yeah.
Well, that's because you're black.
That's not the gay one.
I thought you said wolf. Is this
I hate
him?
Smiling for pictures too. I like being like,
yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like I look autistic. I don't know what I'm doing. And sometimes if we have to hold it for too long, I should have started. Yeah, it's like a weak muscle, you know what I mean? It starts
And then you have to face the other way.
Yeah. Fuck that.
That's not the gay one.
Yeah, just let me stand next to these numbers and take the fucking picture.
Sir, you don't have to smile for this.
Hey, guys, real quick, one more sponsor to talk about today. And that is our friends at Survival Gear, Bushcraft and Survival Outfitters. They're professionally curated pre-made urban survival bags. Their collection of comprehensive bags cover every aspect of survival, from first aid to water purification. Each item is handpicked with the everyday civilian in mind. They also have grab-and-go bags for your car, office, or home. Survival Gear BSO even outranks Amazon for the best gear on the market.
Wow.
It is an American-owned and operated business with a tried-and-trusted product lineup with over 800 products from top brands in industry, including custom orders from military, corporate, schools, and outdoor groups. Don't wait till it's too late to be prepared. Visit Survival Gear BSO today, and your discount code for that is going to be GAS.
GAS. G-A-S.
And you're going to get 20% off your orders. One more time, guys. That's promo code GAS.
GAS.
For 20% off. Guys, hey, you never know what's coming down the pike. You can never be too prepared. Check out Survival Gear today. Let's get back into the show.
Wait, have any of you guys ever taken a mugshot?
Nope.
No.
Never been arrested?
No. I got fingerprints, but not a mugshot.
Hold on, why would they fingerprint? What would you get?
I was young.
For clearance or something? Or?
No, I was young. I was juvenile. I was in a holding center.
Okay.
Before I saw the judge.
Okay.
This is like, I was 15.
Would you smile, though? I feel like, Brenda, you feel like you would smile for a mugshot.
Well, I would. I don't know about smiling, because you want to do whatever if the judge sees it. They don't think you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, there are people that are like, and the guy's like, you literally have no remorse in this photo. So I'd probably just look at it like this. I did get the only time I was fucking hammered on the train, and I was with a bunch of my fucking dude friends, and we got like citations, but they took us in for drinking in public. And the cop that took us in, his name was Christopher Robin. So the whole thing became a fucking like joke. We were like hammered assholes being like, where's Piglet, faggot?
We're in the back.
In cuffs.
They're like, arrested.
I bet you're out there beating a bunch of tiggers, are you? You fucking fruitcake.
I got a rumbly in my tumbly.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, I got a couple citations. I only got like taken into the station once, and I was a kid and I didn't get.
Yeah.
I was like 15, 16.
If you did like that tongue out thing, like your picture, that'd be dope for your fucking mugshot.
No one would bother you in prison.
I don't think I would do well.
I'll tell you what, though, the minute I get a mugshot, that's my avatar on all social platforms.
Oh, yeah.
No, after the trial.
Shit. Yeah, after the trial.
You don't want the judge being like, did you make your profile picture? Fucking mugshot?
It's the guy from the Zuckerberg, that dude who's like from the South, like, well, Mr. Zuckerberg, did you make your avatar your mugshot? You know what I'm talking about? Have you guys seen this guy?
Southern judges. Yeah, they're all like that. I just think it's like any judges. Small town.
It's like, so you're telling me.
No, I would love to have that, but no, I've gone this far. I'm 36. I haven't been arrested. I don't think I plan on it.
The type of thinking that's going to get you arrested.
Yeah, right.
I don't think I participate. No, never mind.
Yeah, you were just saying how you fucking double teamed some chick at a McDonald's and then she squirted all over your feet.
And none of that is illegal. It was above a McDonald's.
I'm just saying, you know, it's
you walked
the lifestyle.
You walked into her squirt. She was like leaving puddles and you were splashing.
No,
right.
No, she was
squirting like like one of those sprinklers.
She was, in Millhouse, or the one that goes. No, she was on top of. I was on the bed sitting, and she was reverse cowgirl sitting on top of me.
Nice.
And she started, and I guess it dripped down both our legs.
Oh yeah.
And it also had a trajectory.
Mm. You don't think it's weird to hear like a buddy of yours being like, yeah, fuck. Oh. You don't think that's weird?
It is. It is weird.
I can't double team. Have you ever done that?
Nah, I never double team, but like I've lived with other dudes where it's just like, yeah, we hear each other through the walls. God. Like, yeah, me and Derek lived together for 3 years, so we all heard each other.
Like, what does Derek sound like? What is Derek?
Everybody's happy, and mama go make the biscuits, and the baby gonna have himself a biscuit today.
I'm Cul-de-sac Black.
he goes, oh, he just came.
Yeah. He keeps slapping his dick on his knee every time he really likes it.
Right, he's doing the laugh.
No, I'm not into that. You think that's fine? You're okay with that?
I'm also half a homo.
I don't. Oh, yeah, here's true. The thing. I don't like the. I don't trust that I can ever get the smell of the other dude out of my mental. That's why I won't go with it.
Yeah, the,
you know what I mean? I don't want to know what my buddy smells like. You know what I mean? That way. Fuck that.
Oh, my
that.
God. Yeah.
It's like being a dog just licking your owner's wet spot. Ugh.
I could never like look at my friend the same.
Yeah.
Like, how do you be like, get lunch with him?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I
like,
want to hear your moans.
You don't think it would be awesome if you, Feeny, and Cannon fucking ran a train on some chick together? Mm. Wouldn't that be? I feel like you guys would be laughing and having a joyous time.
But no, we'd get into a fight. We'd get into a fight.
Yeah, I don't see. There's too much suppressed rage in that room.
No, suppressed.
Really? I mean, no. There's a. Yeah, I mean that was the dynamic. We're always just yelling at each other.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think that's what it would be. Yeah. No, I don't want to hear those guys. Yeah. I don't want to see Feeny's penis at all.
That would be awesome. I'd pay good money to see that.
It's like a
tell Feeny. he just had a baby. Yeah.
It's like a less developed version of John Mulaney's penis.
Yeah.
But it's on its way. It's got a lot of potential. I've only double teamed like a couple of my buddies, I guess.
Right.
I think like a couple dudes.
The fact that Lewis and Jay and Dave have all like fucked somebody together, it's like that's so weird.
Yeah, what a gal.
They're dirtbags. Yeah, so. Yeah. Those guys are all fucking dirty bags.
What a gal. What kind of a gal?
Right, I know.
And it's when every one of them was broke.
I know. Yeah,
and she'll be at Skankfest. She's there every year.
That's what it's when they were broke. Right?
Oh my god,
it's the worst department.
That's when
the
like
worst
just a someone who's just a pile of cigarettes. Ugh, disgusting.
I mean, you see Drake's a millionaire. You see the kind of sex he's having.
Yeah. Well, that's like elite shit, dude. Like Drake is in that elite Illuminati kind of shit, where like whatever escorts or whatever he wants to get, they're top tier. Where it's like, if we pick somebody up, it's like, you know, someone who's like throwing up under a bridge.
Here's the thing, though, right? Like, if it is top tier, right? How long do you think those escorts last top tier? Because there's no way Illuminati people follow the rules.
Oh, but no.
They're like, it's like if you're not supposed to do things that leave bruising. Or it's like, you're not going to tell an elite Illuminati guy if he wants to shove dollar bills in her mouth until she fucking...
Oh yeah.
You can't tell them not
to. Isn't there a thing when you are part of the Illuminati, like you have to be embarrassed? Like if you want to be
aren't
part of
it. Aren't you embarrassed?
Are you trying to get into a fucking Sebastian Maniscalco impression?
I'm saying that like
you son of a bitch.
These guys in the Illuminati.
They're these guys
things.
They're raping these they're raping these girls.
Sarah Jessica Parker. Okay, remember what happened to her eventually? No, dude, I feel like you have to do something. Like and like maybe he got like scolded, and that had to be leaked. Didn't that happen?
Oh,
you know what I'm trying to say?
You're such a conspiracy.
I'm being conspiracy
such
right
a
now.
Conspiracy. Yeah,
like, you know,
so
maybe,
you're saying that it was a punishment, and they were like, now you have to
leak
this?
Like you sold, you know,
it would have been a much more embarrassing thing.
Yeah, I guess
it would also be like killing your fucking, they're like, they killed Jim Carrey's girlfriend, if you believe it. If you believe it, they killed Jim Carrey's girlfriend.
Keanu Reeves, too. He killed his girlfriend, his wife.
So sad.
Yeah, now he rides the train all the time.
Was it Jim Carrey or
Keanu Reeves on the train?
I literally was like, wait, did that really happen? Or is this John Wick? Like,
and he killed his dog. No, Keanu, I don't know. I don't know. That's just me being an Illuminati fig.
Yeah.
Am I confusing? Didn't somebody that was on Kill Tony kill Drew Carey's girlfriend?
What?
Or a girl Drew Carey was dating?
Oh, I think I heard about that. Someone on Kill Tony was like a murderer or something, right?
Yeah.
Well, debatable.
Well, none of them are murderers.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of fans. A lot of hype.
It was
all I'm saying.
Attempted homicide.
It was Gareth Purse.
Did he kill a chick that was dating Drew Carey?
Yes. I have a little bit of him on Kill Tony if you want to see it.
Of course. There's nothing better than looking at someone.
Can we see the murder tape afterwards?
Right.
Hold on. They're doing like the whole
thing. You know what? I don't want to sit on a podcast and watch another podcast. That's silly.
Inception.
Because I feel like a lot of famous people have had somebody killed. Do you think it's, is that like a belief?
Well, like they say, like.
Well, I think that's the extortion aspect of it.
Yeah, like John Travolta, he had to sacrifice his son. One of his sons got killed.
Did Mike Tyson's daughter accidentally hang herself on workout equipment?
Treadmill.
Bill Cosby's kid.
He always just described it as a freak accident. And like, Nate, we've never gotten any.
How do you hang yourself on a treadmill?
It's just something.
You can hang yourself on a treadmill.
The way it's been described, freak accident, the power cord got wrapped around her neck.
Probably that's cracked her neck.
All this ever explained. I don't know whether she was running on the treadmill and got
Mike
caught.
Mike Tyson's daughter?
Yeah.
She was little, right?
Yeah, he was 4 years old. And it said, she was on life support after accidentally hanging herself on a cord dangling from a treadmill.
Oh, maybe the emergency stop thing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's so sad, man.
Yeah, I just keep thinking of Mike Tyson talking about it, but I'm not going to even.
Oh, it said she either slipped or put her head in the loop and it acted like a noose.
Yeah.
Mm. My daughter. My Comcast TV, my daughter. They killed her. You know the body.
Shannon, why don't you play a video of him talking about it and crying just so that these monsters can get a fucking.
What was that Comcast TV?
I was watching it today when he's like, I'm about to Peter McFeely. Comcast television. You never saw that where he fucks up.
I regret all the times I told people I was going to eat their children. Now that I've expressed, now that I know the pain of losing a child,
I didn't mean
to. I'm so sorry.
What's that thing he said to the reporter where he's like, "I don't talk to women that I have
fornicate."
So this interview's over.
Unless
there is no fat on that pickup line. There's no fat on that pickup line. You just walk up to a girl at a bar. I don't really talk to any girls I haven't fucked yet. So I'm going to go unless.
All right, so if we're going to go conspiracy celebrity deaths, Michael Jordan's dad, robbery or gambling?
Gambling execution. That's gambling death.
Gambling.
And was he betting against him or like betting?
Oh, I think he was just down bad betting in general, man. Which is funny because in that movie Air, they always just depict him as just like this happy-go-lucky repairing car man. It's like, nah, he's a degenerate gambler.
Yeah. All right. I'll go one. Martin Luther King Jr.'s mom and brother.
Wow. I thought you were just gonna go Martin Luther King Jr.
We
know that one was a murder. And then his mom got murdered. She was playing the organ at church, and a Black Panther came in, I believe, and killed her.
Wow! I thought they were part of the same team.
No.
Jesus Christ!
The Black Panthers and Martin Luther King, they weren't like friends.
Well, they were all Black History Month, you yell that out.
I'm a dumb guinea. I'm sorry.
That's what's so funny about it. You have no reason to know that at all. But that's just so funny, though.
Reason besides it's the history of the country.
Right. They just yelled it at you for years in high school and middle school. Yeah, whatever.
You're doomed to repeat.
I get it.
And then his brother, who they were encouraging to take over the cause, more or less, when he died, was found in his swimming pool, not funny, with no water in his lungs.
Whoa. So they just threw him in the pool?
So they think he was killed and then thrown in the pool, and the official cause of death is drowning, even though the autopsy said he probably was beaten to death. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I didn't even know Martin Luther King had a brother. I'm over here with Figs now.
He had
two
a bunch of brothers. Well, he had a lot of brothers, but I don't know if he had any.
I just said that. You fuck.
I didn't hear you.
I just said that.
I didn't even hear you. I would have repeated.
That's because you're not listening.
Now let that coochie breathe.
He had a million brothers march. Yeah. See, now I had a bomb because you fucking said the thing I said.
Well, we can agree on one thing. Black History Month, Martin Luther King Jr. got a lot of pussy.
Oh yeah, dude,
loved it.
Dude, have you been to Memphis and seen those they still got the two Cadillacs parked out front. Driving a car like that, there's no way you won't gonna get pussy in the 50s. What?
Caddy?
Please. Him and Jesse Jackson.
And that's just the life.
White caddies.
That's just the life. I just watched this because I watch this interview all the time. But there's an interview online where DMX's son, have you seen this?
Yeah. I don't know.
DMX has his firstborn son who's some like whitewashed feelings fucking fruitcake. He gets this girl, her name is like Ilanya or something like that, to mediate basically an intervention for DMX.
Yeah.
And DMX comes in and he's like cracked out and shit. And his son's like, we have to talk about, like, you kissed another woman when I was younger. Yeah. And blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I don't care. He's like, you don't know the difference between bitches on the road and your mother.
Right,
he's like,
right.
He's like, you're married to my mom. And he's like, well, you don't fucking get it. Right. Dude, it is.
Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer.
But it's funny because
it's such DMX, a good interview.
It's the perfect, like, you ever watch, you want to see somebody just gaslight the fuck out of it. It's DMX gaslighting the whole shit. And he ends up so defensive. Yeah, he ends up running out of the interview.
And because you know what he says?
Alanya's like, trying to get him to hone him in. And he's like, bitch, blah, blah, blah. And now she's like, whoa.
I get that anger, you don't get to talk to me like that.
And he's like, man, this fucking interview is over.
I get that anger, too. Like, I get to a point where you're just kind of shaking every time you're around. He's like, can I talk to my kid? Can I talk to my son, please? Yeah. And then as he walks out, he goes, he says this to his kid, next time you see me, he's going to be at my funeral.
Yeah.
And then just walks the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you want to watch a little bit of it?
Yes, please. Yeah, please. Wait, can you? We have to watch how he comes in because he's like, my boy, I love you. Why ain't you call me, man? And then towards the end of it, he's like, fuck both of you. I'll see you at my funeral, you fucking asshole.
Just watch him boil.
I gotta find another clip then.
While Shannon finds that, he has, I'm pretty sure it was DMX, it was one of those like celebrity relationship shows.
Yeah.
And he had the best fucking line about cheating.
I'll send it to you. I just watched it.
He got caught cheating and he looks at his chick in the face and he goes, I love pussy. I told you that since day one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So any relationship I've ever been in since then, on the first date, I'm like, hey, just so you know, I loves pussy.
I love pussy. I try to prime it the same way. Like, I don't ever plan on cheating, but I do let anybody know that I'm with. If I'm cheating, it's not personal. It had nothing to do with you. My defenses were down. I just got caught up. You know what I mean? Like, but that does not mean I hate you or I'm done with you. I'm just an idiot.
I just loves pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing I can do about it.
He also has she interviews him twice. I don't know if you watched that, but she interviews him alone without the kid.
Yeah.
And she's really trying to get him. And he's just got this, like, he's got actually like a better attitude than her. She's like, you ever think about getting clean? And he's like, why would I do that? And she's like, you know, for like God. And he's like, God's with me every step of the way. Mm-hmm. He's like, if I'm here, I'm supposed to be where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
God's with me right now. She's like, what about that time you took that first cocaine hit? He was like, God was there.
Yeah.
God was there the entire time.
He's not wrong. Yeah. Because God got to put you in a position.
She goes, she's like, what about all the people that are like waiting for that call that you're dead? And he's like, I don't give a fuck. He's like, who gives a shit about those people? He's like, I'm living my life.
Yeah.
Dude, he was awesome.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. In a year and a half.
Oh, no. Oh, he's here.
And DMX is just this like one shitty. He had a shitty childhood. He's still going through it. He's a drug addict and he's a hood motherfucker. And this kid is like just reaping the benefits of him being a millionaire and being like, I just want my dad.
Yeah. This is, and looking at this now, I can see how staged this is because he's by himself. DMX never goes anywhere by himself.
I'm sure he left all his friends outside. I'm going to go in.
Hold on a minute.
Oh.
Gotta see my son. Right,
so they're like hugging and they're having a good time. He's like, I love you, man.
I mean, he looks emotional, like for real.
Yeah. He was such a good dude, it seems.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this fucking dork.
Can't talk to you.
Sorry, I don't know. I have no empathy.
Loving essence.
What do you mean?
Like, loving essence. Why don't you sit down? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk now.
All right, let's see him walk out at the end.
Who does therapy? Does therapy in the studio?
Go.
Yo, meet me at the studio. We'll do a session.
We're going to do a song.
Being recorded,
isn't it?
Yeah, we drop a few balls after this.
I got blood on my heart.
I was talking to Xavier.
Damn, y'all, for real.
I'm not intimidated.
Look how pissed he is.
You got to be intimidated, man. Stop running your mouth.
What about
today? I'm not going to have a debate, man. And y'all
what about
talk.
Today?
You do that.
And
when
you
will talk, today. We'll talk. Will she stop running her mouth?
Yes,
damn it.
Dude.
That's what, man.
I guess he didn't say the funeral thing, but
yeah.
I remember him saying that.
That's another one. Wasn't this part of a show, Intervention or
and
some shit?
Fix My Life.
You really got to watch.
And Yanla had a show, Fix My Life, where she would do this for people.
Yeah, they met again.
Yeah,
I got to, like, I wouldn't say meet him, but I was in his presence before he died. It was actually February a few years ago. It was a Meek Mill concert in Philly. And I was backstage in the little turnstile thing. So it was Meek Mill and Friends. Meek Mill's the headliner, but it's a bunch of different
people. Meek Mill and Friends.
Like, yeah, same way we do comedy shit. Right.
Yeah.
So, X is on the lineup, but they can't find it. Like, he's never checked in, nothing, and you just hear everybody on the walkie-talkies, hey, do we have a location on DMX? And finally, like, security hits him, like, yeah, he's out back by the rafters. He has 43 people with him, damn, and he refuses to come in unless they all get let in.
That's holy fucking shit.
And you're like, it's snowing that's outside. Awesome. It's February in Philly, so there's like a light snow and everything. And everyone, it was very specific. You got 10 backstage passes. Yeah. 10. That was it. He's like, so he has to go on.
Yeah.
So security, they kind of, the showrunners are like, fuck it, just let him in. Just let him in. And it's like, the whole Rough Rider crew and like a bunch of just extraneous people. But yeah, what was so weird, X was gone.
Gonna give
like,
it to you.
Like, you could tell the entire drive from New York to Philly, he's been in the car just getting
damn
going. And nobody else.
Just was alone in the car?
But that's the thing.
With 40 other people?
There's a motorcade.
Him like a fucking funeral home?
Right. There's a motorcade. You know, people got to stop, get gas, go to that. And it's just dude, like, someone, how can all
one guy's
of you?
Like, yeah. X just went through that fucking light and I didn't make it.
Damn it. I hope he slows down.
All right, guys, we're stopping for barbecue chips again.
Yeah. He hits every service station along the way.
Well, but he came in. He goes straight to the stage. Of course, all 43 people try to go with him onto the stage. So there's a big fight between security and all these people side stage while he's in there tearing it down. I mean, he's performing his ass off and security is literally fist fighting
yes,
the crew trying to keep them from coming up the side stage to get on there. And then he does not come off, meaning like once his set is over, he's climbing around the stands, just shaking in hands with everybody, like Meek Mill. He's just standing there like, yo, come on, we got to bring the next artist up. You know what I mean? And they just had to bring the next artist up to try to perform while DMX is still climbing around
hilarious,
the stands.
Hilarious, dude.
You know what I mean? And he's got on a fucking fur coat that he sweated awesome out. Like, it was fuck just crazy.
He was a man of the people, dude. I watched that. HBO released a ton of documentaries about like specific. There's an Alanis Morissette one. There's a DMX one. Mm-hmm. And he follows around DMX like right after he got out of rehab or something. And he's just like goes to his old neighborhood and everyone's like, yeah. He was like,
oh,
a
I've
really
seen that.
Good guy.
Where he
yeah
was driving around that expedition and he had one of those New York horns that bah, 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 like and everyone, yo, that shit was
yeah
funny.
Yeah, he was, dude, you ever see that video? This is coming DMX podcast, but he's got, when he performed at Woodstock, mm-hmm, you ever see that? He's like,
with the jumper?
Oh my God, yeah, that red jumper and that sea of people. It was like, there's two videos that feel like that. It's like DMX performing at Woodstock and Metallica performing in Russia. Mm. It's the only time you see like a crowd, and maybe Limp Bizkit performing at Woodstock too.
Wow.
Which was fucking crazy.
How did he die? He overdosed? He had a heart attack? Was it, what was
he overdosed?
I forgot.
Did he die in a bathroom?
I don't know the details. I just remember there was a monster truck driving around the city with his casket. So I don't remember what he did though.
Really? A monster truck?
Yeah, you didn't see that? Like they drove to Brooklyn, everywhere. They drove around the whole city. It was a big monster truck all decked out to have all the Rough Rider shit on it. And his casket was in the tail of it. And
I thought his casket would be on like a quad or something.
There were quads with it. He had a motorcycle escort. Hilarious. Yeah, yeah. Definitely a Rough Rider escort all around the whole shit, man. Yeah.
He died from a cocaine-induced heart attack.
Damn. There you go. Shit, man. Rest in peace. Yeah,
what pictures of you do you want vinyl-y put on your coffin?
There's one that I took that I made a cartoon of. I even told people, put this on a shirt if I die. But it was just, I did this show at this spot. Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
There you go. That's awesome. And they drove around the whole
Can
city.
Can I be honest? That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome, yeah.
I
like that a lot.
Yeah, even the DMX wheels and stuff like that.
Whoa, it's weird that his body was in that box.
It probably wasn't, man. Like, you know, they just do that shit. Like, it was one time I felt like an asshole, but then I wasn't an asshole, and I was right about this. I took a red-eye flight from, like, Phoenix to New York. So, you know, you sleep, you wake up and you're at the fucking tarmac and you go like, why aren't we deboarding? You know what I mean? I lift my fucking flap up and there's like 100 cop cars out on the fucking thing. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And as they're all standing there looking at our plane and you can see like, I missed the announcement because I was asleep. but they're letting a body out, like the a soldier. We were carrying a fallen soldier.
Okay.
So it's like, we can't deboard. They're out here doing this whole ceremony for this, you know, fallen soldier. And I'm like, oh, guys, all right, I'm an asshole.
Right. Yeah.
I couldn't wait a few minutes while they did this thing.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I find out, most of the time, there's nothing in there. It's just sandbags and rocks and shit. So this is all ceremonial, you know what I mean? And look at all of these cops collecting overtime, you know, right, escorting this thing through the fucking city, man.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
Is it? In, there's nothing in there because there was nothing left? No, I'm asking.
We gotta clip this whole part out.
No, I'm asking. Nah,
I think also it's just cheaper. It's just like, yeah, why do that? You know what I mean?
But
like,
then what are they doing with the body? Where's the body?
Well, maybe, like you said, he was fucking blown to pieces or some shit.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. All I didn't get that. I didn't get the memo.
Oh, right.
I just knew I felt like an asshole when I found out. I was upset about it. Yeah. And then someone who was in military service was like, yeah, you know, most of the time there's nobody in that box. It's just sandbags.
Maybe they couldn't find a body. Off. Yeah, maybe, you know.
MIA.
You just, you know, killed in action and you couldn't find him.
You have to associate your last memory with just a box that doesn't even have the person in it.
Right. Fuck. It may or may not.
Because I know a lot of tiny boxes.
You're never around a tiny box. They all belong to big sandbags, yeah, if you know what I'm saying.
He used to have a tiny box, but she moved out.
Good riddance.
All right, let's get one or two more in here. Lingerie-clad family court judge allegedly tries to woo mom, whose custody case she was hearing on Swingers app. Bitch, you know who the fuck I am. What the fuck's going on here, Shannon?
Okay, it's confusing to follow a bit. So this is the judge. This is a picture of her.
Nice.
Whoa.
Hello, baby.
Yeah.
Toy.
So apparently she was on...
George.
George. She was on a website looking for a swinging couple or somebody to swing in her relationship. And so there was a woman that had been in her court several times, a family court situation, and that's this lady. And apparently she found her on there and then messaged her. And then she was like, bitch, you know who I am. So it's like she pretended that she didn't realize that this was a woman that was in her court, but she believes that she knew that it was her the whole time. And so then she had to get her removed from her case.
Oh, so she was like their judge for their...
Yes.
Oh, in an active trial?
Wow. Yes.
There's no way a judge made that kind of mistake. That's wild.
Well, they have a ton of cases and stuff. Like, you know, they're just
like
living their life.
I actively tried the Good Morning China.
How are you?
What?
Nice, dude.
I mean, that's got to be a deep-seated fantasy.
Or maybe
for this old white judge lady to be like, you know what I would love is after court to just get railed out by this couple.
Right, right.
But she also says that like the judge hated her and was shitty to her the whole time.
That's probably a part
maybe
of it.
Maybe it is an assistant or somebody that hates the judge. I can't see somebody like, as a judge, you got to have control.
All right. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Well, she's pretty. That looks like Natalie.
Yeah, dude, she looks like chubby Natalie.
Uh-huh. Girl, so you want to, you know, be bygones, be bygones?
I'm just wondering if you wanted sole custody of that kid, maybe you could blow my back out. Huh? I'm just looking for a good time.
Yeah, you want to shake that ass for Drake? You know, let that coochie breathe?
Absolutely. All right. No, it's my favorite.
It's not like Kermit.
I'm not wearing anything underneath my robe.
Hey.
That would be so hot, dude. To fuck a judge.
Fuck a judge.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. With the robe.
You
want
to see me shove this gavel up my ass?
Yeah.
You know?
Just take the robe off and it's like beautiful lingerie.
Fuck my ass.
Who's,
big old seat, sitting big old ass. Just an ass from sitting on it too.
Dude, have you seen Judge Judy's ass?
Oh no. Judge Judy
is a thickie.
Judge Judy got a
fatty. Can you bring up Judge Booty.
Judge this booty. Big old booty
Judge
Judy.
Judge Judy with the booty.
It's hilarious.
Nice.
Rape.
All rise in the presence of big booty Judge Judy.
That would explain the black bailiffs.
Yo, look at the king of Judge Judy.
Get the fuck out of here.
She looks Dominican in the left photo. Yeah. She's like a hot Dominican mommy.
She can get it on the left, bro. Right? She can definitely get it on the left.
She's like, don't piss on my leg and call it rain, pal.
Yeah, my face.
Piss on the back of my ass.
Jorge, what do you think? Jorge, you're
don't
you're
come
Hispanic,
on my
man.
Ass and call it rain.
Jorge.
Would for sure. This yeah, is prime.
And Jorge's gay, so that's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Is there any other pictures of Hot Judge Judy?
Hot Judge Judy.
Any AI of her getting banged out? And
it's those two that seem to be going viral.
Those are the popular.
Those go viral?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Are there any other famous female judges?
That other white lady from Divorce Court.
Okay.
She's got, I don't remember her. Cynthia or something. But she's got a pretty, she's got a nice little, she's a younger looking Judge Judy, but she's stern the same way. You know what I mean? And I think it's her sternness that's pretty sexy. I have no idea this woman's name. Divorce Court.
Million?
Who?
Million.
Judge Million? That sounds right.
I think here,
what does she look
her.
Like, though? Yeah.
She's got Celine Dion.
Yeah.
She's got some Emmys. She's got some Emmys.
I want to see that third picture. The top three over. There we go. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did we just unlock that female judges are kind of bangers?
Yeah, man. Holy shit.
And
they're rich, so there's something like even hotter about them.
Racist live chat. Can you?
And they put black guys in jail.
Can you get those titties out for me? I know they could do it. Yeah, good for her.
Holy shit. Yeah, zoom into the tits on that. Can you? Yeah, we're like CSI. Expand.
look at that Illuminati face he's got. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that dude is a fucking wizard. That guy
look,
looks like
there's
the
that
bad
autistic
guy.
Smile you were talking about.
Yeah. He literally looks like the villain from the first Men in Black movie.
Yeah.
Sugar water.
Yo. Those tits, there's no bra holding those, like, you know what I mean? That is.
Oh, yeah. Send
crazy.
Me to jail, bitch.
Yeah.
Sugar water. Also, the writer for the No Need for Apologies tour.
I'm told the sugar water purple.
Yeah, they're separate. All right, guys, that's the show. Thank you so much to our wonderful guests.
Hell yeah.
Dave Temple, Brendan Sagalow, Mike Figgs, and thank you to the booth. And thank you to Lewis, who will be back on Friday. For now, this is Zach Amico saying goodbye on the Real Ass Podcast. See you.
Wow. That's all, folks.